Again, welcome to the City of Tukwila Finance and Governance Committee meeting. I'm Chair Kate Kreller, and with me is committee member and council member Kate Cassie Hogarty, and we're expecting Deshaun Quinn to also join us in progress, but I've heard nothing otherwise. We'll go straight to the business agenda, which is 1A1, and I guess there's going to be over and back eventually, but we'll take it on first with the ordinance updating the fire impact fees and take questions on that first.
All right, so Vicki Carlson, Finance Director. So this is an annual process to update the fire impact fees. We update the fees per TNC, which requires it based off of the construction cost index for Seattle June to June, published by the Engineering News Record. The increase for 2023 is 3.96%. Again, this is an annual process, and we would ask that this take effect January 1st of next year.
Questions?
Okay. Yeah, good that we've got things now on a, like a regular schedule of updating. It's so nice to have that and not have these.
Yes, and early enough because it's August, so this gives plenty of time to notify anyone that would be impacted by this.
Yeah, great. And here's my question. In 2025, we annex into the RFA.
Correct.
And what are we going to do with this money now? Then?
So the city, it's still city responsibility to collect the impact fees. So we will continue to collect the impact fees. Right now, the impact fees are allocated to repay debt service associated with building of the fire stations. So until that debt is repaid, that is what the fire impact fees will go for. After that, which is a number of years in the future, the city would still collect the impact fees. The RFA would come to us with capital projects, and then we would give them the impact fees to fund specific projects that are capital in nature.
Okay, and then the council can have some oversight over that because we do have people. I don't know. I would want to have a discussion about that.
There would be council representation on the RFA board.
Well, I would want to have a discussion in the city about collecting fire impact fees if we're being assessed other fees already. So that, but that's not for here or there.
Correct. That'll be
because I would say that that's sort of like double dipping. That's my opinion until somebody tells me something differently. However, I will not be around. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe I'll run again. Who knows? But,
sure. So if I could just clarify, I think I know where you're going with that line of questioning. The fire benefit charge, which will be a new fee assessed to businesses and residents within Tukwila, that fee is for operational needs. The fire impact fees are for capital needs. Growth pays for growth, so it's collected to offset the cost of growth.
Okay, and then so there's no other capital funding within the Regional Fire Authority? There probably is, right?
They could choose to issue bonds.
Yeah, it's worth a discussion the time.
That would be.
I mean, who knows? You know, a lot of times there's discussion, then you come right back around full circle and say yes. But I think,
it would definitely be a future discussion.
Yeah, I'm glad this is at least on a video record and I would say it should be explored before it's just carte blanche.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Welcome to you, Councilmember Quinn. We just had a light briefing on the first item, and we're taking questions. If you don't mind, I'll dive into the question for a minute. You're not a good fellow?
Yes.
Okay. So let's be crystal clear. There's a whole different taxing activity that goes with the fire authority. Fire benefit option for them as well.
Correct.
We spend our impact fees on capital items that are only related to fire. We're keeping our inspectors and we're keeping our emergency management. Does some of that, after you're done, first year's our pay down the debt that we have on the facilities that we built. Does any of that go to those offices because they aren't building the capital project?
Correct. It's operational in nature. And fire impact fees are definitely restricted to capital projects.
So once we clear the board of all of our obligations, and we get to that point, we're collecting these fees, the fire authority, which will have three council members on the board, will approach Tukwila with requests for projects that they need done through that tax. And then Tukwila, which would probably be the council,
correct,
will vote on whether or not to authorize those with the monies that we have,
correct,
using administrative advice on what we have in our coffers won't make sense.
Correct. And then, of course, the one caveat is with impact fees is they're required to be spent within 10 years. So just keep that in mind as future councils start making those decisions and having those discussions.
Makes sense. Already, any questions? Do you have further questions?
I don't have any questions. I mean, the one thing I can say about both the park impact fees and the fire impact fees, very stringent at your rehabilitation. So there's not much room. And so as I reviewed this, I definitely, so I'm comfortable. And I think only brought this on, we really need the paperwork, make sure we know what it covers, but also, quite frankly, your limits. I mean, this is the kind of thing that if you get an audit, you don't do it right, it's going to come up immediately.
Absolutely.
And my last weigh in on this, I feel very comfortable with the fact that you're gradually raising these across several years rather than waiting and taking larger leaps at this. With that, it's this one. We're asking to forward it to the 828 CFW and the 828 special meeting consent agenda that we have here on this.
Yep.
All three. Okay. Second part of this is item A, two. There's an ordinance updating parks impact fees. David Wilson from State for Parks and Recreation. He's our fiscal analyst.
Thank you. So exactly same thing as we just discussed. We're looking at park impact fee rate schedule, same exact index, same exact timing that we're going for. Past this, January 1st, the raise goes into effect. Pays for development, pays for growth. This specifically goes to the 301 fund, which is the Parks Land Development and Acquisition Fund, if I'm remembering the name correctly. 3.96% increase, and we're just looking to increase that schedule and keep it going on an annual basis, which we're very happy to be doing now, and then giving developers a sort of recognizable and predictable sort of scheduling as we do these increases. Happy to answer any questions.
Councilmember Quinn.
No question.
Councilmember Hunter.
No questions. Thank you.
It's fairly straightforward and the way we work. Appreciate your efforts. That's a three-way unanimous. Again, to go to the COW and on the same and into the special meeting consent agenda. The next items for discussion only is the monthly general fund update for June 2023. Tony Cullerton is our deputy vice director. He's going to take this on.
Thank you. Yep, Tony Cullerton. Deputy Finance Director. So this will be a monthly update for June for the general fund. The good news is that there's no surprises. And so as we get started, when we look at our actual budget to allocate it, every department is operating within their allocated budget. I don't think I've said that before, but we're trending in the right way. So from there, we just move right over to the percent expended. So at 50% of the year, general fund departments came in at 47.2%. Of the general fund departments, one came in slightly above is Public Works Street Maintenance. They came in at 53.9%. However, when we look at their more holistically, we can see they're $433,000, almost $437,000 under their allocated budget. And compared to the same time last year, they're 1.6% above last year. So the fact that they are slightly over it, the percent to expense, but they're under their allocated budget and just slightly over the prior year, I didn't find any concern with that. Moving on to the 2022 versus 2023, there are a few departments that are reporting higher than they were last year. These, when we go through these, we'll find that we've kind of heard these before, which is good news, so it's nothing new. So the mayor's office was higher than last year by 8.8% at this time. It's for the lobbyist activities, legal matters, and professional development. So no new items there. We've reported before. Under the administrative services, it's the increase is to the long-term evaluation, the LTE project. TIS received a $1.4 million grant. So these are some initial spendings for that. Under the rec department, parks maintenance, these are return to services type things. And we've talked about these before. I've listed some specific examples in the report. So you've seen those before. And then PD, again, everything has been previously reported. They're under allocated budget, as is everyone else, and they are under where they were last year at this time. And again, specifics have been listed in the report to show that there's no surprises there. So moving on to the general fund by category. As of June, all categories are under the allocated budget. So there is the total services category that is 50.3%. So that's, you know, kind of close, but, you know, so close, I feel like, under allocated budget. Percent to expense, 50.3% at 50% of the year. I think they're doing pretty good. You know, we know they're going to do well when we looked at the individual departments and they're doing well. This is just the collective total of that. And so when we look at the percent to expend, we do see utilities is higher. They came at 73%. However, again, they are well under their allocated budget and under what they spent last year at this time. So again, I don't think there's any cause for concern there. When we look at the column of change from current year to last year, technology supplies is the first one that's higher, and we know what that is. That's the LTE grant. Professional services, we've seen this. This is the RFA. That used to be presented up in salaries. We also have professional development, and that is return to in-person trainings, conferences, and then associated travel with that, airfare, hotels. Under rentals, we've seen that in the past, and that is fleet, purchases of the fleet. And with technology services, it's the online services, subscriptions, network security, software maintenance, and just all these have been budgeted before. These were all prior budgeted. They were all allocated, so although they're higher, they were anticipated and approved before. I want to just once again note that there is no savings up in the salary line, even though it's significantly under last year. Labor negotiations are going on, and we expect when those resolve, that will become more in line. One last point, we've been talking about some potential budget amendments that are coming up. As of this time, we have one potential budget amendment, and that is for TIS with their LTE grant, $1.4 million cost that is being reimbursed. It's a revenue-backed budget amendment. So at this time, no other other departments may be wanting to jostle money between divisions or line items, nothing that rises to the level of a budget amendment as of June, halfway through the year. So as of now, things are going well, not just with the budget amendment, but we can see under allocated budget operating within 50% of the year. So things are really looking as budgeted, as expected, as planned. So I don't want to say I'm surprised, but I'm kind of impressed that it's coming in as was budgeted. So I'll stop there.
All right. Questions, comments, Council Member Hungary?
No questions.
Thank you.
Except thank you.
Council Member Quinn?
Just one clarifying question on 2022-2023. We talked about the utilities. This is just kind of, even though it's at 72%, you know, this is compared to previous years, and so $2,009 is what bumps it up to 72%.
Yeah, and they're actually under last year at this time. So it's high. So what we're saying is, as of June, they've expended more than half of their budget.
Yeah.
But because things are cyclical,
right,
that causes them to go, which is why we look at the allocated budget, for one, to see, oh, we knew those were going to come in earlier, and yeah, we did allocate that, and we did budget for that. And then we also look at where they were last year, and they're actually under where they were this time last year. So, yeah, if we looked at one column by itself, it could cause a false sense of concern, which is why we look at it from three different viewpoints.
I didn't know the answer. Well, sometimes.
Well, I appreciate you asking.
Yeah, I mean, I just think anybody that's going to serve on the budget committee is going to know that. Otherwise, figure we'll
Yeah. Okay. I did not capture the third reason for the mayor's increase. I got the lobbyist, the legal, what was the third one?
Yeah. Lobbyist. Okay. Yep. So we have the lobbyist, the legal, and then professional development.
Okay. And then on the utilities, although we seem comfortable with it, etc. Is there a reason they're a little bit ahead on the percentages?
Well,
they're not doing more. Are they doing more? Or
no.
Cost more to do it?
Well,
doing the same thing.
I think it's as of the year. You know, half the year, we just spent more than half of the budget. We can certainly expect utilities to go down significantly in the fourth quarter of the year compared to June, July. So I expect first quarter was what it was. Second quarter, I guess it's a little higher, but we will see it turning down third and fourth quarter. I think it's just a cyclical lower spring, summer, then back to normal.
I can offer.
Oh, yeah, please.
Mind. A good example for us, for example, in parks is our surface water. Surface water is a $150,000 budget in line item. We pay all of that in March.
Right.
So we pay
$140,000.
Yeah. So timing, for example, for that is you pay a huge chunk and then I don't pay anything in surface water for the rest of the year. March comes again. So you'll pay a lot of it up front there. Surface water is a good example because I think the city bills
it. The best example.
Yeah, bills it in March and therefore done, gone. We look very well spent, but.
So it's just a cycle of allocation.
Yes.
Okay. And do we have contingencies for a horrible winter if we end up in starting in November, ending up with office that was set to fall upon that structure fourth quarter?
Yeah.
So we just kind of.
It's a bare bones budget.
Okay.
So if we have a significant event, we'll have discussions on adjusting the budget to handle that.
Okay. You sort of said the same things the last time with the police department that we were just talking about, seeing the type things where we're just waiting for things to come back, or? Graphic memory on last time and I don't.
Well, so on police, on page 2 of the report, I listed something. So we're talking about the increased in salaries, increased in services, so with the dispatch, the jail services, and then software maintenance costs are the primary functions that I'm causing the.
And again, those can be like once a year license fees coming through.
Well, I think the costs have gone up with jail services. We're talking about SCORE for dispatch services. The software maintenance contract is one that's going to be one time pay in advance, but the others are an increase in cost of services.
Yeah, I basically was picking up on the software one saying this.
Yes,
you're right. Some onboard license that came through. Yeah. Okay, council members, that was discussion only. Anything else for the order? All right. For finance and governance, do we have any miscellaneous? Well, we're just kind of boring this week. This is a good boring because it's a healthy boring. Okay. Thanks all. This meeting is adjourned.